Big challenges ahead as Labour stays in control. Labour group leader Tim Swift was delighted at his party's performance in retaining control of Coalsdale Council following the local elections. Labour held 7 of the 8 seats it was defending and gained another, meaning the party keeps its majority of 5 over all other groups and parties for the next year. Particularly given the national context, our number one priority was to retain an overall majority. Councillor Swift of Labour Town said the party was disappointed to lose Illingworth and Mixenden, in which it nevertheless finished a very close second and Labour almost took Elland Ward. He said Labour had a good local organisation with hard-working councillors and candidates closely connected to their communities. It had a positive vision for Calderdale and people had appreciated what it had done in the COVID-19 pandemic. We are pleased with our majority and will look to build on that. We know there are going to be some big challenges, but we are proud Calderdale is a great place to live and we want to build on that sense of hope for people, he said. Conservative group leader Stephen Lee also felt his party had a good election, gaining 4 seats, including Illingworth and Mixenden, at Labour's expense. Also coming close in Ovenden, he said, the party had targeted. We are on the right track and I do think it's a vindication of Conservative policy and ideas. It's a good base to work from, he said. Councillor Lee, Conservative Ryburn, said the Conservatives had given a voice to people who felt their views on Brexit were not listened to. Locally, he said an important role he expected to play in the coming weeks and months was actively lobbying against the draft local plan, with a 3rd series of hearings set to begin. Calderdale Council's Liberal Democrat leader, James Baker, said his party was looking forward to engaging with people as the country emerges from the COVID-19 pandemic. Lib Dems lost 2 seats in the last week's local council elections, including Ellen to Tory veteran John Ford. Councillor Baker Worley paid tribute to ousted Councillor Pat Alien's work for Ellen people over more than 2 decades and said the party was keen to get back out into the community. Councillor Baker said, we would like to thank everyone who voted for us. As we emerge from the pandemic, we are keen to get back out campaigning and engaging in community politics and taking up the issues Calderdale residents raise with us on the doorstep. Who took seats in your area and how many votes were cast in the 2021 council election? Todmorden, Matthew Doyle, Liberal Democrats, 552. Chris Jackson, National Front, 86. Craig Ashton Oates, Conservative, 824. Diana Tremaine, Labour, 1,951. Kieran Turner, Green, 361. Party, Labour hold majority, 1,127. Calder, Josh Fenton Glynn, Labour, 3,399. Helen Claire Lasham, Freedom Alliance, No Lockdowns, No Curfews, 90. Gail Lund, Conservative, 936. Alan MacDonald, Green, 480. Nikki Stocks, Liberal Democrats, 220. Party Labour hold majority, 2,463.